بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. فنستمر في درسنا في مختصر أحكام الصيام. We're taking our lesson in the summary of the rulings pertaining to fasting. And in our last lesson, we took a very important matter, and this is, is it upon everyone who breaks their fast purposely in the morning of Ramadan while they should be fasting to do an expiation in the kafara? And Shaykh Muhammad ibn Hizam al-Ba'dani, hafidhahullah, he mentioned that it is not incumbent upon everyone who purposely breaks their fast to do a kafara. يعني هل كل من تعمد الفطر في نهار رمضان عليه كفارة؟ والشيخ شيخ محمد ابن حزام البعداني حفظه الله يقول ليس كل من تعمد الإفطار عليه كفارة. إذن على من الكفارة؟ من عليه الكفارة؟ So then we ask, upon who is it to make a kafara, to do an act of expiation? وكما ذكرنا الكفارة تكون عتق رقبة، فإن لم يجد فصيام شهرين متتابعين، فإن لم يستطيع ذلك فإطعام 60 مسكينة، ولا بد من هذا الترتيب. And we mentioned the kafara is that one frees a slave. They free a slave, a believing slave. And if they do not have this, then they are to fast 2 consecutive months. And if they do not have the ability to fast 2 consecutive months, then it is upon them to feed 60 poor people. It is incumbent upon them to feed 60 poor people. If he doesn't feed 60 poor people, he can feed a meal to one person or two people. Let's say one person 60 times, or two people, each person receiving 30 times. And he feeding 60 meals is what is incumbent. نعم. ولا بد من هذا الترتيب. لا بد النظر إلى هذا الترتيب. إن لم يعني يستطيع أو لم يجد يعني رقبة، يعني عتق رقبة، فينتقل إلى الثاني، وهو صيام شهرين متتابعين. الذي لم يقدر على ذلك، ربما ما عنده قدرة على صيام شهرين متتابعين، فهذا الشخص يعني يطعم 60 مسكينة. والذي عليه كفارة يكون الذي يجامع أهله فحسب. هذا النوع الذي عليه كفارة، ذكر هذا أهل العلم، وفي هذا القول إجماع. The only individual that is incumbent upon him to give the kafara is an individual who had intercourse with his family in the daytime while he's supposed to be fasting. Any time throughout the day when he's supposed to be fasting, if he broke his fast by having intercourse with his family, then this is the individual. It is incumbent upon him to do a kafara. And as we mentioned, it's freeing a slave, a believing slave, for one. If he does not have one to free, then he must fast 2 months, consecutive months. If he's not able to do this, meaning because of some type of illness, because of some type of difficulty that prevents him from being able to fast that long because of some illness, whatnot, then he is to feed 60 people. It must be this order. لا بد من هذا الترتيب. طيب هذا الذي مما هذا مما أخذناه. وهنا تنبيه لم نذكر في درس السابق. There's a point that we would like to make that we did not mention in the last lesson. يعني هناك تنبيه لم نذكره في درسنا السابق عندما كنا نتكلم عن الكفارة. ألا هو أن بعضهم الشيخ وذكر هذه في الحاشية في يعني رقم الثالث هذه الفائدة في حاشية الشيخ رقم الثالث قال وبعضهم يحتال ويبدأ يأكل ويشرب ثم يجامع ويكون مقصوده هو الأول أي مقصوده الأول هو الجماع بعضهم يحتالون يبدأ يأكل ويشرب ثم يجامع ويكون مقصوده هو الأول وهو الجماع وهذا أيضا عليه كفارة الذي يعني يفطر لكن لا يفطر على جماع يفطر على طعام يأكل طعام ويشرب ثم بعد ذلك يجامع أهله يعني ولكن مقصوده ليس الأكل والشرب مقصوده الجماع فهذا عليه كفارة هذا الذي يفطر على الطعام ولكن قصده يعني جماع حتى وإن لم يكون هكذا حتى ولو أكل وشرب أكل أو شرب ثم بعد ذلك يجامع أهله هذا نفس الشخص إن لم يكن له عذر شرعي بإفطاره فهذا الشخص عليه أن عليه الكفارة عليه كفارة فإن الحيلة لا تنفع في الشرع فإن الحيلة لا تنفع في الشرع وتزيده إثما عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. The Sheikh, he mentioned in a footnote with regards to the issue of upon whom is it to do the kafara. The Sheikh, he mentioned, of course, is the one who has sexual intercourse with their wife while they're supposed to be fasting. Instead of that, he breaks his fast by having intercourse with his family. This individual, it is upon him to pay a kafara, meaning it's upon him to do a kafara. What is a kafara? As we mentioned, it is to free a slave, a believing slave. If he does not have it, then he must fast 2 consecutive months. And if he's not able to do this, then it is incumbent upon him to feed 60 people. Naam. And it is a must this order. Now there's a benefit that the Sheikh mentioned that's in the footnote. We just mentioned in Arabic. It's a very important point. Some individuals, they come up with a trick. They plot and they plan in order to find a way to have intercourse with their families. عياذ بالله. This is incorrect. And what they do is they may break their fast with eating and drinking. They may break their fast with eating and drinking. And then they have sex or intercourse. Then the man goes to his family and he has intercourse with her. This individual, his intention is not to eat and drink. His intention is to be with his family. So this individual, it is also incumbent upon him, even though he broke his fast with food and drink, he broke his fast with food and drink, but still he had intercourse with his family while he was supposed to be fasting. Instead of fasting, he did this act. So this individual, it's upon him kafara also. Even though he broke his fast, and this is like a plot or a trick that he tried to do, come up with finding a way that he can have relations with his family. This individual is incorrect. This individual, يعني فإن الحيلة, the Sheikh he mentioned, فإن الحيلة لا تنفع في الشرع. يعني tricks, plots, tricks, they have no place, and they have no, there's no benefit regarding having tricks in the Sharia, in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this individual, when he does this, this is an increasement of sin. يعني تزيده إثما عند الله. He is increased in sin by doing this. So he means to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كما ذكرنا أن هذا الذي يأكل ويشرب ثم يجامع أهله في نهار رمضان عليه التوبة إلى الله عز وجل. نعم عليه توبة واستغفار وكذلك عليه الكفارة والإنابة إلى الله عز وجل والندم والندم لذلك الذي فعل يندم نعم ويكون عازم على أن لا يعود إلى هذا الفعل مرة أخرى. Individual who does this, it's incumbent upon him to make tawbah to Allah, to seek Allah's forgiveness, and return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking his forgiveness, and make his kafara, and to have strong desire to not return back to doing this sin again. Na'am. This is what is incumbent upon the person who does this sin. طيب. من ليس عليه كفارة. Who is it? It is not upon them to do the كفارة. الذي يأكل ويشرب متعمدا بدون عذر شرعي. Whoever eats or drinks without any legislated excuse. This individual, it's not incumbent upon him to do kafara. Rather, it's upon him to make tawbah to Allah, seek Allah's forgiveness, and to not return back to that again. Na'am. And as we mentioned, اليوم بإذن الله تعالى نأخذ مستحبات الصيام. نأخذ مستحبات الصيام. وكذلك بعض آدابه. بعض آدابه. By the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will take today the acts which are highly recommended. highly recommended to do while one is fasting. What are those acts of worship that is highly recommended for one to commit to these actions while they're fasting? أولا الشيخ ذكر استحباب تأخير السحور. استحباب تأخير السحور. تأخير السحور من المندوبات العظيمة. وقد نقل الإجماع على استحبابه وعدم وجوبه. قد كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يؤخر السحور. قال سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه كنت أتسحر في أهلي ثم يكون بي سرعة أن أدرك صلاة الفجر مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Sheikh, he mentioned the first of those matters which are highly recommended to do while fasting or during the month of Ramadan is delaying the suhoor. يعني تأخير السحور. First, for one, is the suhoor is highly recommended. For two, يعني delaying the suhoor is highly recommended. يعني it's from the great subrogatory acts. نعم. And there's a consensus. There's a consensus amongst the scholars of Islam that it is highly recommended to have sahur. And what is sahur? A sahur is the morning breakfast that one takes prior to starting their fast. And it is better to delay it closer to the time of the of Fasalat al-Fajr. For the time of the Salat al-Fajr, which is approximately يعني الوقت الذي يحتاج قارئ أن يقرأ تقريبا 50 آية. يعني فهذا الوقت للسحور. يعني قبيل الفجر ربما بنصف ساعة هكذا أو أقل. هذا مندوب، هذا مندوب تأخير السحور. وكما قلنا يعني نقل الإجماع على استحبابه وعدم الوجوب. There is consensus amongst the scholars that it is highly recommended to have suhoor and that it is not wajib, it's not incumbent to have the suhoor, the early morning breakfast. Naam. And what is the time when someone says, okay, to delay the suhoor, what does this mean? This means to delay the suhoor for a period of time of maybe that which would require for an individual to recite, let's say, 50 verses from the Qur'an. And maybe, maybe the time period of maybe half an hour or less, for someone to have comfortably the suhoor, maybe 20 minutes or so, close as possible to the time of Salat al-Fajr. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to delay the suhoor. As Sahl ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu, he said, I used to have the suhoor, I used to have the early morning breakfast with my family, and then I would get up quickly and leave, so I can pray, or I can be able to pray with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. هناك فائدة. قال ابن قدامة ثم الحافظ ابن حجر يحصل سحور بأكل ما يتناول المرء من مأكول أو مشروب. It has been mentioned that سحور, and we say سحور is the food that is eaten. سحور يعني السحور with a fatha on top of the seen is the food, and it's the food that is eaten. Suhoor is the act. Suhoor with dhamma on top of the seen is the act of eating the suhoor. A suhoor is the food. Suhoor is the act of eating the food. Similar to wadu and wudu. Wudu is the act of making ablution. Wudu is the act of making ablution. Well, wudu is the water that one the water that one uses when they make wudu. This is a good benefit. Ibn Qudama, ثم الحافظ ابن حجر رحمه الله قال يحصل السحور بأكل ما يتناول المرء من مأكول أو مشروب. They mentioned that one takes the suhoor بأقل ما يتناول المرء من مأكول أو مشروب. يعني the least of one, anything a person takes in the morning from, whether if it's from food or from drink, the least of what one may take. Let's say one takes a sip of water for suhoor. This is considered to be suhoor. Let's say one eats 3 dates. This is considered to be suhoor. يعني بأقل ما يتناول المرء من مأكول أو مشروب. It could be the least of what one intakes from food or drink. تنبيهن. There's a point, a note to that that the Shaykh, he wanted to make. He said, آخر وقت السحور هو أول وقت الصيام وهو عند طلوع الفجر الثاني ومن سمع الأذان وكان المؤذن لا يؤذن إلا بعد تيقن طلوع الفجر فإنه وجب عليه الإمساك. The Shaykh, he mentioned the last time, or the last time of taking the suhoor is the first moment of the entering of the time for fasting. That's the last time for taking the suhoor, is when the time of fasting begins. Naam. And this is when Salat al-Fajr, Fajr al-Thani, Yani Fajr Sadiq, the real Fajr comes in. When the second Adhan for Salat al-Fajr, and the Fajr when people are about to begin, get ready for prayer, this is when one should stop eating their food. And whoever hears the Adhan, وَمَنْ سَمِعَ الْأَذَانِ وَكَانَ الْمُؤَذِّنِ لَا يُؤَذِّنِ إِلَّا بَعْدَ تَيَقَّنْ طُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ. And whoever hears the Adhan, and the Muadhin, the Muadhin is the one who calls the Adhan. The Muadhin, he does not call the Adhan except after he is upon certainty that Salat al-Fajr has came in. فَإِنَّهُ وَجَبَ عَلَيْهِ الْإِمْسَاكِ. نعم. وَمَنْ سَمِعَ الْأَذَانِ وَكَانَ الْمُؤَذِّنِ لَا يُؤَذِّنْ إِلَّا بَعْدَ تَيَقُّنْ طُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ. فَإِنَّهُ وَجَبَ عَلَيْهِ الْإِمْسَاكِ. وَجَبَ عَلَيْهِ الْإِمْسَاكِ. أَمَّا إِذَا كَانَ الْمُؤَذِّنِ يُؤَذِّنْ وَلَمْ يَتَيَقَّنْ طُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ فَلَهُ أَنْ يَأْكُلْ حَتَّى يَفْرُقَ الْمُؤَذِّنِ مَا دَامَ لَمْ يَتَيَقَّنْ. والأولى والأحوط له أن يمسك احتياطا لدينه لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دع ما يريبك إلا ما لا يريبك أخرجه الترمذي وغيره بإسناد صحيح. وهذا قول الجماهير العلماء من المتقدمين. وبهذا أفتى سماحة الشيخ ابن باز والعثيمين والوادعي رحمهم الله, وأفتى به شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية rahimahullah. The Shaykh, he mentioned, if an individual breaks their fast, they break their fast upon certainty. If the Muadhin does not call the Adhan except that he's clear that Salat al-Fajr has came in. He's clear that regarding the arrival of the time for Salat al-Fajr. So, and at that moment, when the Muadhin he calls the Adhan, it is incumbent upon everyone to stop their Sahur. It's incumbent upon everyone to stop their Sahur. Right? However, if the Muadhin calls the Adhan and he is not sure about Salat al-Fajr coming in, then this person who is eating or drinking, they have a right to continue eating because the muadhin is not upon yaqeen. فَلَهُ أَنْ يَأْكُلْ. It's upon him to eat until the muadhin is upon certainty. But this is rare cases. It shows the must, يعني واجب على المؤذن أن يكون على يقين في الأوقات الصلوات. لا سيما الفجر الذي هذا يفرق بين هذا يبين للصائم متى يستطيع أن يتسحر ومتى لم يستطيع التسحر. طيب, والأولى وأحوط لمن يريد أن يصوم أن يقف ولا يحاول أن يأكل زيادة. It is more befitting for the one who is not sure is Salat al-Fajr in or not. It's more befitting and safer for him to refrain from eating. To stop if he's not sure if he has food in his hand. He's thinking, oh, is it in or is it not? It's better for him to stop and be upon certainty rather than for him to assume that Fajr is not in. Na'am. هذا الذي أردناه. هذا القول, هذا قول جماهير العلماء. This is the position of the majority of the scholars of the past. And the majority of scholars of the past are upon this position, that a person should stop if they're not sure if they should continue eating or not, they should stop. This is based on the statement of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, دع ما يريبك إلا ما لا يريبك. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, leave that which you have doubt for that which you do not have doubt for. It's important for us to be upon certainty regarding our affairs of worship. Naam. فذكر الشيخ, محمد بن حزام حفظه الله, Shaykh, he mentioned that يعني تأخير السحور من السنة. He mentioned that this is from the sunnah. يعني السنة مؤكدة. قال سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه كنت أتسحر في أهلي ثم يكون بي سرعة أن أدرك صلاة الفجر مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He mentioned that he used to have the suhoor with his family, and then he would stand and he would leave quickly to rush to go and pray the Salat al-Fajr with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا الحديث أخرجه البخاري. والسحور لا ينبغي تركه لأن فيه بركة عظيمة. فيه بركة عظيمة. الذي يترك السحور يترك بركة. نعم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تسحروا فإن في السحور بركة. For the one who wakes up in the morning, it is the best for him to remember to have his suhoor. It's not befitting that one purposely avoids having the suhoor. For verily the suhoor, there is blessing in eating the early morning breakfast. Now prior to starting the fast, there is blessing in eating suhoor. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, تَسَحَّرُوا. He said, eat the morning breakfast. Eat the sahur. فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةٌ. Verily, in the sahur is barakah. This hadith is al-Bukhari and Muslim. هذا الحديث متفق عليه. This hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. نعم. هذا الحديث في البخاري ومسلم. وهو حديث الذي جاء عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه. This hadith, where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, تسحروا فإن في السحور بركة. It's an authentic hadith that came from Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه. وقال الشيخ وكذلك فيه مخالفة لأهل الكتاب الذين يواصلون الليل بالنهار. And having the sahur, it's not just baraka, blessing in it, but also in it is an opposition. By having the suhoor, it's in opposition to the people of the book, the Yahud and the Nasara, the Christians and the Jews. And verily they, and as we know in prior times, they used to fast also. كما قال الله عز وجل. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fasting is being prescribed upon you, as it's been prescribed upon those who come before you. يعني أهل الكتاب. يعني it's been prescribed upon us as it's been prescribed upon those before us. As Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Perhaps you gain the taqwa of Allah. So, the people of the past, the people of the past, from the Christians and the Jews, they used to يعني continue their fast. They didn't take the sahur. They didn't eat the early morning sahur. They would continue from the night all the way to the morning. Nah, they would continue their fast from night all the way to the morning. And this is inappropriate. So, يعني السحور من مخالفة اليهود والنصارى. One taking the sahur is a way of opposing the Christians and the Jews. Nah. طيب مسائل, taking some points. نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. We hope that this is understood. هناك مسائل. استحباب تعجيل الفطر. يعني it's highly recommended. يعني من المستحبات, from those actions which are highly recommended, استحباب تعجيل الفطر. It's highly recommended to rush in breaking one's fast. To rush, do not delay it. بعض الناس يعني ربما المؤذن يؤذن وهو يردد الأذان والتمر بيده ولا يفطر. لا ينبغي ذلك. Some individuals, they're sitting in the masjid and they hear the adhan of the muadhin, they're responding to the Mu'adhin, but they have a date in their hand. Rather than break their fast and repeat what the Mu'adhin says, and أحسن, and يردد ما يسمع من المؤذن وكذلك في نفس الوقت يعني يفطر. نعم, لأن من السنة المؤكدة تعجيل الفطر. From those sunnah, from those acts which are highly recommended, is that you rush to break your fast. You rush to break your fast with the when the adhan is being called, when the time of the of Salat al-Maghrib comes in, break the fast. نعم. للصائم أن يفطر على ما تيسر حتى ولو شربة من ماء كما ثبت عند أبي يعلى. شيخ محمد بن حزام ذكر في الحاشية يعني للصائم أن يفطر على ما تيسر حتى ولو شربة من ماء. يعني it is upon the one who breaks their fast. They can break the fast on anything Allah makes easy for them to break the fast. It doesn't have to be a date. نعم. Doesn't have to be a date. Doesn't have to be a full course meal. نعم. Doesn't have to be any specific thing. Even if it was something simple like taking one sip of water, this is sufficient for breaking the fast. نعم. But one should not delay the breaking of the fast. It's highly recommended to rush and rush to the breakfast. نعم. قال لا شك أن هذا من المستحبات العظيمة في الصيام. قد جاءت أدلة متكاثرة في تقديم الفطر. فعن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجلوا الفطرة. هذا الحديث متفق عليه. And the Sheikh, he mentioned, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hizam al-Ba'dani, hafidhullah, he said, no doubt that rushing to break the fast is from the great recommended acts regarding fasting. There is so much proof that came, so many different proofs that came with regards to rushing to break the fast. And from them is the hadith of Sahal ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجلوا الفطرة. Said the people will remain upon good as long as they rush to break the fast. As long as they rush to break their fast. Meaning, break their fast. يعني بإسم بمعنى تعجيل الفطر. يعني مطلقا لا. تعجيل الفطر في وقت الإفطار. في وقت الإفطار. And this does not mean just rushing to break the fast. Here it is, the Mu'adhin hasn't called the Adhan, the Salah hasn't came in, it's only two more minutes left, and you rush to break your fast. No. This means to, yani, ta'jil fitr fi waqti. Rushing to break the fast, meaning rushing to break the fast at its fixed appointed time, at the time that it comes in. This does not mean rush, meaning break it ahead of the time, or you know, to be haphazard and not be mindful, is it the proper time or not? لا. This means at its specific time that it's supposed to be for breaking fast. تنبيهم قال ابن عبد البر رحمه الله والتعجيل إنما يكون بعد استيقان بمغيب الشمس ولا يجوز لأحد أن يفطر وهو شاك أغابت الشمس أم لا لأن الفرض إذا لزم بيقين لا يخرج عنه إلا بيقين لا يخرج عنه إلا بيقين. نعم, التعجيل إنما يكون بعد استيقان بمغيب الشمس. تعجيل إنما يكون بعد استيقان بمغيب الشمس ولا يجوز لأحد أن يفطر وهو شاك. Sheikh is making a very important point, and we took note of this a few minutes ago, that rushing to break the fast is only after being certain that the time of breaking the fast has come in. And it's not permissible for anyone to rush to break their fast while he is in doubt. Is it time to break the fast or not? Did the sun go down or not? لأن الفرض إذا لازم بيقين لا يخرج عنه إلا بيقين. It's a very good important point. Sheikh, he said that an obligation, if it is done based on certainty, an obligation, an act of worship, which is obligatory, if it's done based upon certainty, it doesn't leave from being obligatory except based on certainty. Meaning one starts their fast upon certainty, upon yaqeen. At the same time, when they break their fast, they must be upon yaqeen. نعم لأن هناك قاعدة عند أهل العلم وهي أن اليقين لا يزول لا يزول بالشك. اليقين لا يزول بالشك. There's a principle in Islam with regards to certainty, where certainty is never removed with doubt. You don't replace certainty with doubt ever. لأن الأصل الأصل ببقاء ما كان يعني الأصل بقاء ما كان على ما كان. The original, the foundational aspect of worship is that you establish, you remain upon what you are upon until there's something that removes you upon that certainty. نرد هذا مفهوم هذا في فتح الباري. This statement from Ibn Abd al-Barr, find this in Fath al-Bari. وقال الشيخ استحباب السواك مطلقا. He said that يعني using the miswak is also from those highly recommended acts. وهذا قول الإمام مالك وأبو حنيفة واختار ذلك الشيخ الإسلام لحديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه لولا أن أشق على أمتي لأمرتهم بالسواك عند كل صلاة. هذا الحديث متفق عليه وفي رواية عند كل وضوء. عفوا. The Sheikh, he mentioned from those acts which are highly recommended is using the miswak regardless if you're fasting or not. يعني يعني استحباب السواك مطلقة. يعني استحباب he says استحباب السواك مطلقة. This word مطلقة, he purposely used this, meaning in general, under all circumstances. Meaning it's highly recommended to use the miswak, regardless if you're fasting or not fasting. But also while you're fasting, it's highly recommended to use the miswak. هذا قول الإمام مالك وأبو حنيفة واختار ذلك الشيخ الإسلام. This position of Imam Malik and Abu Hanifa, and Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he has taken this position also. Based on the hadith that came on the authority of Abi Hurayrah radiyallahu anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَوْلَا أَنْ أَشُقَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَأَمَرْتُهُمْ بِالسِّوَاكِ عِنْدَ كُلِّ صَلَاةِ. He said, لَوْلَا أَنْ أَشُقَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي. If I did not think that I would place difficulty on my nation, meaning the ummati, meaning my nation, my community, any of the Muslims, he said, لَأَمَرْتُهُمْ بِالسِّوَاكِ, then I would have commanded them with using the miswak, with using the siwak, عند كل صلاة, يعني prior to every salah. This hadith is in Bukhari and Muslims, متفقٌ عليه. It's agreed upon. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned, وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ, and then he mentioned in another narration, he said, عِنْدَ كُلِّ وُضُوء, meaning, if he did not think he would place a difficulty on his nation, he would have commanded them with using the miswak before every wudu, meaning when they make wudu, after every wudu, he would command them with using the miswak when they make wudu. أخرجوا مالك وأحمد بإسناد صحيح. The statement, يعني عند كل وضوء, أخرجه مالك وأحمد بإسناد صحيح. أما عند كل صلاة, هذا في البخاري ومسلم هذا متفق عليه. The statement where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, with every wudu, he would have commanded, if he didn't think it was difficult on his ummah, he would have commanded him with every wudu. This is in Musnad Imam, this is in the, this is recorded by Imam Malik, and also in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, with a chain, with a sound chain. As far as with Inda Kulli Salah, as far as with that text, Inda Kulli Salah, with every prayer, that text came in, yani Inda Kulli Salah, that text came in Bukhari and Muslim. It's muttafaqun alayhi, it's agreed upon. طيب, we're going to end it with one more mas'ala. Tawlawatu Qur'an wa a'mal al-birr. One other issue that's highly recommended, another act of worship. We don't want to just call it an issue, but we say another act of worship which is highly recommended to do while fasting is reading the Qur'an. Reading the Qur'an. Na'am. It's highly recommended to read the Qur'an while fasting. And to do all good deeds which are pleasing to Allah. A'mal al-birr. Any deed which you know is pleasing to Allah, this is highly recommended. You spend your whole day doing acts of worship that's pleasing to Allah. This is very important while fasting. Na'am. Talawatul Qur'ani wa a'mal al-birr. Yani reading the Qur'an, and it's good that the Shaykh emphasized. I said reading the Qur'an, he mentioned something specific, then he also mentioned something general. Yani dhakara shayn khas thumma am. Dhakara shayn khas wa tilawat Qur'an thumma am. Yani a'mal al-birr. Bima'na a'mal al-saliha. Qala yustahabu lil-sa'im. يستحب للصائم أن يكثر من تلاوة القرآن وتدبره وأن يكثر من أعمال البر لحديث ابن عباس رضي الله عنه في الصحيحين قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان حين يلقى جبريل حين يلقاه جبريل وكان يلقاه في كل ليلة من رمضان فيدارسه القرآن فلرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود بالخير من الريح المرسلة. نعم. This statement where the Shaykh said is highly recommended for the person that's fasting to read the Quran. Highly recommended to read the Quran and to ponder its meaning. It's highly recommended to read the Qur'an. If you can read the whole Qur'an in the month of Ramadan and ponder its meaning, start from the beginning all the way to the end. Every day you have a portion of the Qur'an that you read. إِذَا اسْتَطَعْتَ أَن تَقْرَى الْقُرْآنَ مِنْ بِدَاجِ الْمُصْحَفِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ يعني وَتَقْرَى تِلَاوَةً يعني تَدَبُّرًا تَفَقُّحًا نعم من بداية المصحف إلى آخره إلى آخره فهذا أمر طيب لأن هذا الشهر الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. نعم الشيخ يقول يستحب للصائم أن يكثر بتلاوة القرآن وتدبره. It's highly recommended. The Shaykh he mentioned is highly recommended to for the person who's fasting to read the Quran a lot and to ponder the meaning of the verses that he reads. وَأَنْ يُكْثِرَ مِنْ أَعْمَالِ الْبِرِّ and also to increase in general. This is a specific deed. Reading the Qur'an is a specific righteous deed. But then he mentioned in general to do all acts of worship which are pleasing to your Lord. Any act of righteousness. And he mentioned this is based on the hadith that came on the authority of Ibn Abbas, يعني Abdullah ibn Abbas, رضي الله عنهما, hadith that came on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas, رضي الله عنه, that came in Bukhari and Muslim. قال, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most generous of mankind. وَكَانَ أَجْوَدُ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ حِينَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلِ. He was the most generous of what he could be. Meaning he was the best in everything, in general. But even in Ramadan, he became even more generous. He became even more generous in Ramadan. When Jibreel came to him, he used to recite the Qur'an. He used to recite the Qur'an to him. وَقَالَ وَكَانَ يَلْقَاهُ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن رَمَضَانٍ. He used to meet him every night in the month of Ramadan. He used to meet with him. فَيُدَارِسُ الْقُرْآنِ. He used to review, make muraja'ah of the Qur'an, teach him the Qur'an. فَلَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَجْوَدُ بِالْخَيْرِ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ. Said the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he's the most generous in khayr, in good. He's more generous in good than الريح المرسلة, than the wind that accompanies rain. And الريح المرسلة is the wind that comes with khayr. The wind that comes with khayr. You know, like the wind that comes with rain, with drizzling rain, or the wind that comes to remove some type of impurities from the air. Any wind that comes with khayr, na'am. Kana an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajwadu bil khayr min ar-rih al-mursala. Wa nas'allahu 'azza wa jal bi mannihi wa karamihi an yu'inana fi hadha ash-shahr al-mubarak wa yassir lana al-khayr wa yaftah lana al-masajid wa yassir lana كل الصعوبات. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us and allow us to have a successful Ramadan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow the masajid to be reopened and for everyone to have ease in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything that's of difficulty become of ease for us. And نسأل الله عز وجل أن يتوب علينا. We ask Allah to forgive us. ويعيننا في طاعته, and aid us upon obedience to him. والحمد لله رب العالمين.